Okay, just as I start to speak, I'm going to pray. So let's close our eyes and I'll pray. Father, may my words have an impact this morning. May people learn something new of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so if you were around last week, and I have to admit I wasn't, so I had to listen back to this so that I knew what had been said. Last week we saw how God brings a new way of living. We saw the point at which Jesus calls his disciples to follow him, and how they immediately down their tools and follow him. So as we start today's talk, which is called New Understanding, and it's going to be around this passage that Lynn read for us earlier, I just want to spend 2 minutes with the person next to you, and I just want you to think about how you might gain knowledge or understanding. So what tools, what techniques might you use to gain knowledge and understanding? Okay, so hopefully you've all got a few ideas by now. And when I was thinking about this, the things that I came up with were things like books or Google. You know, young people these days, they're always Googling stuff. Google. Or lessons, so school, teachers, that kind of thing. And we're going to come back to this in a minute. But I just kind of want to give a little bit of kind of my take on Peter as a person. So I love reading about Peter. He has such like astronomic highs and crushing lows that you kind of just somehow seems it doesn't follow, it doesn't fit. And I love that because it reminds me of me. So, you know, some days I can have great days. You know, I can feel like I've done exactly what God wanted me to do. I've done what I was called to do. I feel like I've lived up to expectations. But then some days I just feel like I've done so much wrong or not done so much that I ought to have done. That how do the two fit together? And Peter really reminds me of myself. And it reminds me that there is still hope. So even after his massive low, as Jesus is arrested and he denies Jesus, Jesus then restores him again and makes things right. And this passage that we've just had read from Mark is one of the real highs for me. You know, Peter says that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And we're going to unpack what that might mean in a minute. But I don't think the passage in Mark really captures, for me, how much of a high this really is. So I'm just going to quickly read the same thing, the same account, from Matthew. And it says, "When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' 'But what about you?' he asked. 'Who do you say I am?' Simon Peter answered, 'You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.' Jesus replied, 'Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven.'" Wow. He didn't get this out of a book. He wasn't told this by somebody else. This was revealed to him by God. He didn't Google it. You know, this isn't a fluke. This isn't Peter guessing at this point. This has been revealed to him. This is new understanding. And God, at this point, has revealed the identity of Jesus to Peter, but also through the accounts in the Bible and through our experiences, he reveals the identity of Jesus to us as well. So that begs the question, who is Jesus? Some say prophet. Some people say a teacher. I hear, "Well, he was just a good man," quite a lot when I talk to people today. Just a good man. But actually, I want to be really clear on this. He was so much more. He is the Son of God. He came because God loved us. He didn't come because God loved a community 2,000 years ago, although that is true as well. He came because he loves us. And God wants to have a relationship with us. It's not just some abstract concept of, oh, this is a good thing. You know, God wants to have that relationship. And it's in the identity of Christ as the Son of God and our Saviour that the love of God is revealed. When I think about it, it just kind of blows me away to think, you know what? God cared so much that he sent his Son to die for my sins. Like, I'm a parent and I can't even start to wrap my head around the fact that God sent his Son, knowing full well that Jesus was going to end up on a cross and end up dying for my sake. For my sake. You know, we all mess up like Peter, and that makes this forgiveness that God offers us through his Son, it makes it matter. It makes it important. And, you know, again, as a parent, I know that my kids often don't live up to my expectations. You say don't climb on the table. They climb on the table anyway because they're exploring and doing what two-year-olds do in my case. But just like that, I don't live up to God's expectations, and I know full well that I don't live up to my parents' expectations all of the time. I'm not perfect. So as a parent, I see that dynamic of we don't live up to expectations, but as a kid, I go, you know what, sometimes I'm just plain naughty. Like, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I mess up. So we all depend on the identity of Christ as the one who saves us from all the wrong stuff that we do. We all depend on that. And that reveals God's love for us. So I'm going to leave you with one question. And that is, who do you say Jesus is? For many of you, that will be an immediate, I know who that is. But I think for some of you, you'll go, well, I'm still not sure. And actually, I would really encourage you, if that's you, I would grab somebody and talk to them about it at the end. You know, explore what Jesus means and who Jesus is to you. And if you feel like Peter often did, that he'd let Jesus down, and you want to have some prayer for that, I think there's going to be prayer ministry at the end. So I would encourage you to just go up and get some prayer for that. And if you've realized this morning that Jesus is your Savior and you want to acknowledge that, then again, please find somebody at the end or go up for prayer as well. I'm just going to end with a prayer. Father, I thank you for your gift to us of your Son Jesus. And I pray that you would reveal his identity to us and your love for us evermore this morning. Amen.